suspect Robbie Ryan. Sukkot is a very, very exciting time. Zman Simchatenu, time of happiness. For many people, it might be their first time in Eretz Yisrael. And when we learn about Misha Lo Ra'a Simchat Beit HaShoeim Va'amimamav, Lo Ra'a Simcha. Right, many of us, I remember many years ago, when being in yeshiva, every single night going to a different Simchat Beit HaShoeva, right? Different elbows being thrown, but it didn't matter because I was able to throw the elbows with them. You know, it didn't matter that I wasn't wearing the Hasidic garb. You felt part of the connectedness. So it's a very, very special time when we're finishing up the on one level of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, coming to Sukkot, and now in the wee hours in the morning, to be able then to hit Hoshana Rabbah and try to understand a little bit about Hoshana Rabbah. I want to touch on it a little bit, but then really hit for many of us, again coming from Chutz La'aretz, all of a sudden, whether you're keeping one day or 2 days, doesn't matter, just to know that all of a sudden you have Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah together. And I want to talk about this transition of maybe to take, as we say, stop, to pause for a little bit, to understand what has maybe happened over the last 7 days of Sukkot, specifically the Simchat Beit HaShoeva element of it, to help us understand what Simchat Beit HaShoeva is as a transition to, as we end the Chag now of Hoshana Rabbah and Shmini Atzeret, leading into the Zman for many of us. Within that, I want to start with a Midrash. It's a Midrash that I was very excited about, because it's a Midrash that I like quoting in the first source. All the time, I like quoting this source, but I really want to talk about the second part of the Midrash. The first part of the Midrash is that there was some sort of machloket about what the name of Yerushalayim was. Whether the name was supposed to be Shame or Yireh. Is it Yireh Shalem? There's a whole machloket. There's a Midrash that is quoted a lot when Yom Yerushalayim comes, when they talk about Yerushalayim. But the essence of the name of Yerushalayim, whether it's Yireh Shalem, we're all one big happy Achdut, we have Yerushalayim. But the end of that Midrash is a little less known, at least to me. If you go towards the end of the Midrash, something that maybe is not as clear. The Midrash says that Rav Brechia b'shem Rabbi Chalba Amar Ad Shehu Shalem, until there is the Shlemut of Yerushalayim, which is known as Netzach, Asa lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sukkah. Because of this tension between Shalem, Yireh, what do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Sukkah. And not only did HaKadosh Baruch Hu build the Sukkah, he was mitpalel b'tocha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu davened within the Sukkah. Shine emar vayihi b'shalim Sukkah u'manato b'tzion. What was the nature of this tefillah? Uma ya omer yihi ratzon she'ere b'binyan beiti. Already, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Sukkah, trying to make Sukkah Shalom, if you will. And what? What's his tefillah? Yihi ratzon she'ereh b'binyan beiti. It's not enough to Sukkah. Sukkah's great. Tarachamanu yakim lono with Sukkah's David and Ophelas. But somehow, the Sukkah has a certain temporal status, a certain transient status. And HaKadosh Baruch says, that's not enough. I want the yireh of a binyan bayit. I want the bayit. There's a certain shleimut of the sukkah, but it's not enough. I need a bayit. And what I'd like to do, if you want to say, what are we going to do over the next little bit? We're going to figure out the message of going from the sukkah, or the sukkah, to the bayit. And what is the message? Within that, to understand the nature of Shmini Atzeret Simchat Torah also. But to get that, the first mahalach which I would like to tell you is, as I said, to go back. To go back as we're about to hit Shmini Atzeret, and we'll talk about what Atzeret is. I want to talk a little bit about Simchat Beit HaShoeva. Many of us have done this Zecher, the Simchat Beit HaShoeva. But not as it was. I don't know how many people have been watching all the juggling that have happened. Right? It was amazing. If you read the Mishnayos and the Gemara and the Shirim, there's a whole Shir in itself, which we're not going to do. We're going to touch on certain Rashi Prakim about the Simchat Beit HaShoeva. What was the Simchat Beit HaShoeva? What was the Simcha? So there's a major machloket. Rashi, in the next sources in front of you, says that the Simchat Beit HaShoeva, Rashi in Sukkah Daf Nun Amud Aleph says, "Kol Simcha Zu or Zo, Ina Ela Bishvil Nisuch Hamayim." The Simcha Beit HaShoeva was very localized. It was based on what? A very important mitzvah. The mitzvah of Nisuch Hamayim, the water libations. And many of us, if we talk about Nisuch Hamayim, what's so important about Nisuch Hamayim? This is not going to be a monologue. It's 3 in the morning. What's so special about Nisuch Hamayim? What would you say? What's so special? Why do we do Nisuch Hamayim? What?
Last of the water.
Can't hear you.
Last of the water.
Last of the water. What do you mean last of the water?
It's, you take it from Gichon. It's like the end of the summer.
Okay.
No water left, and then take it up and spill it on the floor.
And what's the message of it? Why are we doing it? Bitachon and Hashem. Okay, let's further develop more. What is this Nisuch Hamayim? What's so special? Why is Sukkis Nisuch Hamayim? Can't hear you. L'ratzot alamayim. The Gemara in Tanis Beis Amud Beis. L'ratzot alamayim. A connection to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur to get. Why am I being l'ratzot alamayim? Ratzot in English is to appease a certain kapara. What does that mean? What's going on? Chag nidonin alamayim. We get judged about water. And many of us, when we think about water, what do we think about? We think about a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. What is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? This is not in front of you, because I'm not going with this. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tet Zayin, says, why do we have these water libations? Bring the water, because what do we think about water? We think about Shefa. We think about abundance. The Gemara says, not only by Pesach, bring X, and you'll get Bracha. Why do you bring this water? So you get physical abundance. Gashmis, to be able to bring the water. We're going to be davening with a kittel. Not only on Hashanah Rabbah, but on Shmini Atzeres, Tefillas HaGeshem. To be able to say, Bavuro Al Timna Mayim, in order for what? In order that we have a sustenance. To be able to fulfill Betach Badad Ein Yaakov here in Eretz Yisrael. El Eretz Shamayim Yarfutal. To be able to have a sustenance. To be able to live here. That's what most people, simple pshat of Nisuch Hamayim is. But even the words already, Simchat Beit HaShoeva. What is a Simchat? It seems to be very localized. The Gemara asks this. The Gemara in the next source says, hold on. Anun Amabet says, Idmar, there's a Machloket Amorayim. One was Tani Shoeva. And V'chad Tani Chashuva. Is it Simchat Beit Shoeva or Simchat Beit? Is it Chashuva? Amar Mar Zutra Manda Tani Shoeva Lo Mishtabesh Manda Tani Chashuva Lo Mishtabesh. They're both right. Elu Ve'elu. Why? Manda Tani Shoeva Lo Mishtabesh. Why? Because Tichti Ushavtem Mayim B'Sason. Umanda Tani Chashuva Lo Mishtabesh Amar Rav Nachman Mitzvah Chashuva Hi Uba Misheishet Yimei Breshit. The concept of Shoeva Ushavtem Mayim Sason, Tosos quotes from the Yushalmi, the concept of the Ruach HaKodesh, of the Shekhinah Shore Mitoch Simcha, beautiful. But it could be it's a mitzvah chashuva, Nisuch Hamayim, very important mitzvah. What is this mitzvah? Gemara says, where do we get this from? Ushavtem Mayim Sason. And Rashi again quotes that the by the shear, by the musaf, what would they say by the korban musaf, the Gemara and Sukkah Nunhei, and the sources in front of you, they would say, Havul Hashem in Eilim, what we say on Friday night in Tehillim, by Kabbalat Shabbat, Rashi there says again, Kol Mizmor al Shem, Shehayom Tchilat Simchat Beit Hashoeva, Hainu Kavod Va'oz, i.e., al Shem Nisuch Hamayim. Rashi says, the whole concept of Simchat Beit Hashoeva is what? Nisuch Hamayim. Whole concept of Nisuch Hamayim. As opposed to the simple Pshat in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Rabbeinu Bachai tells us, what is this idea of Simchat Beit HaShoeva of Nisuch Hamayim? Or let me even take a step back. It's problem, Simchat Beit HaShoeva. It's true. It happened in the Beit HaMikdash. But just call it Simchat Mitzvah Chashuva. Simchat Nisuch Hamayim. It should be more accurate. What is this Simchat Beit HaShoeva? If the whole point is, the whole Simcha is based on Nisuch Hamayim, what should it be called? Simchat Nisuch Hamayim. That's what it should be called. Because that's the Ikar. What is this bayit? What is this? What is this? That's true. It happens to be in the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbeinu Bachai explains that the Nisuch Hamayim, based on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah also, is that there, what happened? Rashi explains that on the second day of creation, as we know, they would say, Gadol Hashem u'mulam ma'od, Tehillim Memchet, al shem shechilek ma'asav u'malach alehem. What happened on the second day of creation? Hivdil rakia bein elyonim l'tachtonim. They separated the upper and the lower waters. Explains Rabbeinu Bachai what happened. What happened? The Midrash says there is now Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtonim. And we know that what happened? Is there a Kitov on the second day? No. Why? They say Gehenna was created on the second day. There's this Mayim Elyonim, Mayim Tachtonim. The Midrash explains that this Mayim Tachtonim is called what? It's called Mayim Bochim. Crying waters. Why were the Mayim Tachtonim crying? And it's not only saying in the past, it's saying it in the present. It's still crying. Mayim Tachtonim, the Midrash says, I'm in the last source in front of you. Nikru Mayim Bochim. V'lama Nikru Mayim Bochim? Ki b'shah shechilek HaKadosh Baruch Hu et HaMayim. Natan Eilu L'malo V'Eilu L'mato. This is the second day. Hitchilu Mayim Tachtonim Bochim. This is the pasuk in Iyov in Perach Chav Chet. Mi Bechi. Neharot Chibesh. Perach Chav Chet pasuk in Aleph, which Rashi over there says in Iyov also. Bebriyat Ha'olam Kishabachu Mayim Tachtonim. What happened? Amar Rabbi Abba Bebechi Nit Parshu Amayim. I'm three lines in the last source on the first page. Third line. Amar Rabbi Abba Bebechi Nit Parshu Amayim Atachtonim Min Ayelyonim. The lower waters was crying. It was separated from the Shamayim. Oy lanu shelo zachinu la'alot lemal liot krovim liot zreinu. We want to be closer to the Ribono Shel Olam. Ma asu. So what did the lower waters do? Hey izu pneim ubaku tomotu bikshu la'alot. Hey, what? They started being like the Mapilim, right? They started going up. We're not staying far away. We want to be closer to the Kedusha, right? You start seeing this big wave going up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyad ga'ar b'hem. It's quotes of Pasuk in Yeshayahu. Go'er b'yam, and also Nachum. Amram HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but since you have the right intentions, hol l'chvodi asitim kokach, ein lahem reshut l'mayim al yonim lomar shi'arad. Sorry, Lomar Shira, Ad Shilu Rishut Mikem. They can't say Shira until they get Rishut from the Mayim Tachtonim. Mikolod Mayim Rabim, Adirim Mishbariyam, and what's the Shir? Adir Bamarom Hashem. Look at this. V'lo Od, Ela She'atidim Atem Likareva Gami Mizbech B'melech V'Nisach HaMayim. Explains the Rabbeinu Bachai, what's the Nisach HaMayim? The Nisach HaMayim is the appeasement for the separation that happened on Yom Sheni of Briat HaOlam. There's this creation that happened on the second day. There was this separation. Mayim HaTachtonim are called Mayim Bochim. They're crying. Why? Because they're separate from the Ribono Shel Olam. What is the Nisuch HaMayim? It's the Pitsui. It's the appeasement of what? For the water to be able now to get closer to Rasha. What is this Nisuch HaMayim? What is this Simchat Beit HaShoeva? And within this, please God, the first message of going from the sukkah to the bayit. We had asked the question, what is the Simchat Beit HaShoeva if we're talking about Nisuch HaMayim? I want to quote from you from the Beit Midrash of the Gra. It's a sefer by Rav Moshe Shapiro Shlita. And when we're learning, especially in this early, in the morning, we should be, when we're working hard to stay awake, to be able to be Refuah Shleima for Rav Ovadia Yosef, Shlita, Maran, Rav Ovadia Yosef Chaim, Ben Gorja, Georgia, it's hard for me to say his mother's name, to be able to have Refuah Shleima B'Zchut, when I was thinking about how much Torah, I've never actually met Rav Ovadia in person, but how much you learn, so you get enthused to the pictures that you see from the hospital of him learning. So the Beit Midrash of the Gra, they quoted a Midrash. The Midrash says that all the letters, this is not in the sources, all the letters came in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say, God, please create the world with my letter. What letter was the world created with? A bet. It's true, it says Eila Toldot Shemayim Ba'ar, it's Behei Baram. But the Midrash here says, from the word Breshit, right? First letter in the Torah. V'lo nivra ha'olam ela ba'ot bet, bereshit. And the Ot Aleph Hashem says, you get Anochi. Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver from the Siach Yitzchak, from the Talmud, the Beit Midrash of the Gra, explains as follows. Why the bet? What's so special about the bet? That the Torah starts with a bet. Explains the Talmud of the Gra. Shekmo kein siur ot bet. Everyone look at a bet. What's the bet? You have the bet is what do you have? You have a top line. Kav lamal barochav. What is this called? Vertically, right? Is that what it's called? Horizontally? Horizontally, right? You sleep that way, horizontally? Horizontally on top. Then what do you have? You have another one on the bottom, and then you have a right that connects the two. Explains Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. On the top line, that's Shmimi. That's the concept of Shemaim, full of Kedusha. The bottom is what? All the yuck. All the Tumah. You have a lot of empty space on the left, which is the Sitra Achra. All the bad decisions that have potential of being bad decisions. And what are you being able to connect Shemaim and Arutz with? With the Yamin, the Torah. That's how the world was created, with the Bet. This is what the Beit Midrash, that the whole concept of the Bria, of the world, is created with this Bet. Which means, where we have this what? We have within the world a distinction, a separation between the Mayim Alyon and Mayim Tachtonim. Mayim Bochim, we're crying. There's a certain separation. In our terminology, a lot of times, you know what that separation is caused by? Is the word chet. Chet, that's what we have. Right? Chet in Hebrew is a sin. It also is from the word hachta'ah. You miss the target. And as a result of that missing of the target, when you sin, you have a separation. And this first approach of from the sukkah to the bayit is the whole concept of this whole malach, is that what happened? What happened from Elul until where we're at right now is that there was a big chet. What was the big chet? There was a big chet called chet ha'egel. When were we forgiven for chet ha'egel? And Yom Kippur. The Gra explains, if you haven't heard this Gra yet, heard the Gra already? It's been a long night of shiurim already. Figure you've heard the Gra. If you haven't heard this Gra, it's worth it to stay awake just for this. Just for this Gra. And even if you heard it again, even if you heard it already, it's sweeter the 50th time you hear about this Gra. If you want to go back, if you look very carefully, if we very, very quick, I said we wanted to go back a little bit. If we go back to Rosh Chodesh Elul, we started blowing the shofar. Why did we blow the shofar? Because Moshe Rabbeinu went up for what purpose? Not only to stop the Avodah Zarah, but if you look very carefully in the Midrash, is to get what? To get the Luchot Shniot. Meaning, we blow the shofar not only because of to do tshuva, that's part of it, but it's because we need the Luchot Shniot. Why do we need the Luchot Shniot? What happened? We did Chet HaEgel. And then all of a sudden, we spent a lot of time not only blowing the shofar, what do we spend a lot of time? Yud Gimel Midos, right? It's a beautiful, beautiful piece by the Pachad Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Huttner, that explains within the Yud Gimel Midos, you have Yud Kei Vavke and Yud Kei Vavke at the beginning. Hashem Lifnei Achet and Hashem Acharei Achet. What's pshat? Once the world was created, it was supposed to be L'chvodo Berativ, I created you to see God. But because in that bet you have a lot of space, what happens? There was a chet. As a result of a chet, Mitzad Hadin Mori B'malchus, what's supposed to be? Done. The world's done. But then what happens? What's the Yud Gimel Midos? What happens? Rabbi Yochanan says, Vayavur Hashem al panav ilmole mikra iaf shal omro. Hashem is mitatev betalit. Rabbi Yochanan says what? And to us, here is this new tefillah. It's called Yud Gimel Midos Racham. Ask Rav Huttner, why do I need a new source of tefillah? Everybody knows. Vavaratem et Hashem elokechem ezi avodim shalev. Avodim shalev zu tefillah. Why do I need a new makor of tefillah? The answer is, there is a new rule here. There's a new world. You know what the new world is? It's the world of tshuva. It's the world even after chet. You have what? You have a whole new rules of tefillah. You know what the rules of tefillah is? You better start saying the Yud Gimel Midot. Not only that, what is Yom Kippur? Not only Simcha, but it's called Yom, what was it called? Yom Chatunato V'Yom Simcha Libo. It's Matat Torah. Why don't you know the Matat Torah? We have Vav. Right? What do we have? Vav Sivan. We already have Matat Torah. What's the answer? Why do I need another Matat Torah? Because I would have thought after Chet Ha'Egel, we're done. Here all of a sudden we have this Atav V'Chartanu. A new thing called Sukkot. What happens to Sukkot? What is this concept of Sukkah? What's this concept of Simchat Beit HaShoeva according to Rashi of Nisuch HaMayim? The Gra explains that Kadosh Baruch Hu forgave us when? On Yom Kippur. When's that? Yud, right? Tishrei. Then what happened? No? What happened the next days? You know what happened the next days? I'll read it to you. The Gra explains, and we read it very carefully, how the Gra explains it on Shabbat Chol HaMoed. We read it. Here. After Yom Kippur, by Akel Moshe, what happened right after Yom Kippur? Hashem commands Moshe to do what? Build the Mishkan. When was that? 11th of Tishrei. Then Pasuk there says, V'heim eviyu baboker. That's another 2 days. So now we're up to what? The 13th day of Tishrei. On the 14th of Tishrei, Natlu kol chacham leiv Moshe et hazahav. They took all the gold. And then what happened on the 15th of Tishrei? Where they start building? The Mishkan. And what happened at that point? Says the Gra, the Anani HaKavod started coming back. Many of you might have learned the Gemara. But whether it's Sukkot Mamash or Anani HaKavod, what type of Kavani you're supposed to have the first night, says the Vilna Gaon, this is why we do Sukkot on Tet Vav Tishrei, because the Anani HaKavod came back. What's pshat? This holiday of Atav V'Chartanu is saying that what? Is that we would have thought that the relationship is done. But after Hashem taught us Yud Gimel Midos, after Hashem taught us that there's a new Matan Torah, so too, you know what the Simcha of Nisuch HaMayim is? Simcha of Nisuch HaMayim is even if after there's a separation, that you think there's no more relationship, the Sukkah being this transient state of not being Shalem at all, comes this Chag of Atav V'Chartanu and says, we have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even after Chet. Even after we have this rupture in a relationship with God, Hashem says, through Rosh Hashanah, through Yom Kippur, through the Hashem, You spend time in my sukkah to know we have this yichud together. But Hashem says you should know that I want you to continue aspiring. It's not enough, the sukkah. It's still not comfortable. There's still a little distance after the chait. I want you to continue building until it's purely shalim. This is one idea from sukkah to bayis. What we've been spending over the last days to celebrate this mahalach, that even after we have chait in the world, simchat beit ha-shoeva, and how the world was created, built in that the realm of knowing that ein tzadik baretz asher yaaseh tov lo yechta, as an individual and as a nation. But Hashem forgave us, and that's why we have the world of tshuva. However, I want to focus much more now on the second message of the Simchat Beit HaShoeva. Not like Shitas Rashi. And this I want to look at the Rambam with you. The Rambam says that Simchat Beit HaShoeva is not celebrating a localized mitzvah called Nisa Chamayim. How do I know that? If you turn to page 2. The Rambam says, where does he bring down the mitzvah of Nisa Chamayim? In Hilchos Tevidim, excuse me, Umusafim, Perek Yud, Halach Chavav, Halach Yir Aleph, Kol Shivat Yimei HaChag, Menaschin Et HaMayim Al Gavi HaMizbech, Halach L'mot Shmi Sinai. He doesn't bring it down in Hilchos Shofar V'Lulav. But what does he bring? When the Gemara says Simcha Yetera, we say that there's a tremendous, we call it Zman Simchatenu, I want everyone to study together with me this Rambam. The Rambam says in Perekhes, I have many questions on this Rambam. And I hope that within the study of this Rambam, we'll be able to really understand a different approach of what it means from Sukkah to the Bayit. The first approach, just to close up the first approach, we go from the Sukkah to understand the reality that even if there was distance, but we have through the Nisa Chamayim teaching us that we're able to go and be able to have in the world of tshuva, the Atav v'chartanu, but hopefully not saying, okay, it's enough, God forgave us, but to continue trying to make it in a complete bayit. However, the Rambam says it in a different way. A totally different message of Zman Simchatenu, Simchat Beit HaShoeva. The Rambam Perachas Alach Yubet. And you'll help me with certain questions within the Rambam. First he says, all the chagim, you have a mitzvah to be misameach. B'chag HaSukkot, haita sham b'mikdash. He emphasizes Simchat Beit HaShoeva, which is what? In the Mikdash. In the Mikdash, Simcha Yeteira. Shenemar. What pasuk does he quote? Ushaf temayim b'sasam. No, he doesn't quote that pasuk. What pasuk does he quote? Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivat yamim. Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivat yamim. And then he says, how do you do this? What is the simcha? I go to Halach Yud Gimel. So first the source. It's not ushaf temayim b'sasam, but it's usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivat yamim. What is the simcha? So, like many of you doing for many nights in Halach Yud Gimel, you've been dancing. And if you just read Halach Yud Gimel, all you musicians, kol echad v'echad b'kli shir, shiyodel nagimbo. Somebody knows how to lip sing, that's great also. V'rokdin, listen to the language. Dancing. Misabkin, mitabkin, mifazazin, micharkirin. Going crazy. Dancing, back and forward. Totally letting loose. If I would say over here, it sounds like everybody. Zman Simchatenu. Everyone's dancing. Everyone's singing. Whatever you know. You know guitar, great. You know how to dance backwards, great. You know, all great. But then all of a sudden, we're shocked. What are we shocked by? Halach Yudalit. Mitzvah l'arbo b'simchazu. Great. Lots of simcha that I'm not shocked about. Who would do the simcha? Not anybody. Elo gedolei chachmei Yisrael, Rashi Yeshivos, Sanhedrin, Anche Maisa, Chasidim, Skenim, Anche Maisa. Haim Shayum Miraktim, Misabkim, Minagim, Misabkim, Mikdash, Mechagasukot. Avakola Am, Hanashim, Anashim, Kulam, Bayim, Lerot, Lishma. So, two questions. Like, what's going on? The Rosh Yeshivas, those are the ones who are going to party over here. Those are the ones who are going to show us the moves. The Rosh Yeshiva, the Sanhedrin, those are the ones who are dancing. Those are the ones who are Simcha. I don't understand. Those are the ones who give the Shir Kloli. Then I understand. But they're the ones who are, you know, in the middle of the circle. What's the word? Furthermore, the end. What does it sound like? What mitzvah does this remind you of, this Rambam? Ava kol ha'am, ha'anashim v'anashim, kulam ba'im l'rot v'lishmoa. Help me out. What mitzvah does that sound like? Rio, right. Hakel. Sounds like Hakel. Everybody's coming to see and hear. But you said everybody, right? But by Hakel, I think there's one important party that's missing here. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga, he adds this party. Who's not there? Who's not here? The kids! What's going on here? Why are the kids not here? That's my third question. What?
Not forgiven. Didn't do any sins.
Who says about sins here? I'm doing simcha. Simcha. Nobody's talking about sins here. Halacha tedvav. Hasimcha. Ends the parak. Hasimcha shismach adam ba'asiyat ha-mitzvah. The simcha that you have to do by performing mitzvahs. Uvavat ha'el shetziva benam. And halacha tedvav. By loving God. Avodah gedolahi. It's a tremendous avodah. V'chol ha'moneh ha'atzmo b'simcha zu. Anybody who holds him back from the simcha, it's worthy of being punished. As it says in the Tochach, Tachar ha'shelo avarat ha'shem elokecha b'simcha v'tuv leibav. V'chol, he continues. Ha'megis da'to, a person who is arrogant. V'chol ha'kavol la'atzmo, umit kaved be'inav, takes too much honor for himself. He's a chote and a shoyte. And this is what Shlomo warns, Al titadar lifnei melech. V'chol ha'mashpil atzmo, u'mekil gufo b'mekomot elu, if you're an anav, that's gebalt, me'ava. V'chein, David melech Yisrael amar, v'nakolti yod mezot v'ayiti shafel be'inai, v'ein ha'gdula v'akavod el l'smoach lifnei Hashem, sh'nemar v'amelech David mefazez, mecharkel lifnei Hashem. So people that are familiar with the Rambam will say, no big deal, Rabbi. What's the no big deal? The Rambam always finishes with Divrei Agada. But with all due respect, the Rambam here, where does this halacha belong? It's true he finishes with Divrei Agada. But he doesn't just finish with Divrei Agada here. He gives a whole thesis here about what? How to be besimcha. How not to be what? Arrogant. How to be humble. Where does that belong? Where does the Rav belong? In Habam, Hilchos Deos. This is where it's teaching about Midos. That's where it doesn't belong here. So, to repeat our questions. Number one is, the Rambam clearly has a different makor. It's usmachtem lifnei Hashem lokechem, it's not ushachtem ma'im sason. Who's dancing? If we only just looked at halacha Yud Gimel, we would think everybody. But then all of a sudden it's the Rosh Yeshivas, as we know from the Mishnais and the Gemara. But the Rosh Hashivas are the ones who are dancing. Why? Furthermore, there are no kids, even though it smells like the kids should be there also. Sman Simchateinu, what, the kids aren't included? They're not allowed to be happy? On Sukkot, Mapidom. Why are the kids not brought down here? And furthermore, our last question is why the Rambam at the end brings this down here. This is Hilchos Deis. This belongs when you talk about Midos. What's going on here? Thoughts. I don't know if people can think at this hour. What do we say?
Kids wouldn't necessarily be introduced to the world once they could walk by themselves.
Okay. So you have plenty of people there also. Good. So you have that by Hakil also. Why not? Why not? It's true. That's a technical piece. What else? What do you say? Why is the Rambam? What's the Rambam teaching us here? The Rambam is telling us that Sukkot is a seminar. It's a seminar. It's not Zman Simchateinu. The Rambam is telling us that we have a seminar. There's a seminar on how to be besimcha. And that is Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokechem Shivat Yamin. There's a seminar here that's going on that you went through Simchat Beit HaShoeva. It happened in the Beit HaMikdash. And you have 7 days to be able to train yourself to learn how to fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha. Who's going to teach you in how to be B'Simcha? Who's going to teach you? You know who's going to teach you? The Rosh Yeshiva is going to teach you. The Gedolei Sanhedrin, they're going to teach you how to be besimcha. That's what's going on. They're teaching you what true simcha is. Yesterday I was driving here, two nights ago, listening to Kol Chai. They had a different Simchat Beit HaShoeva live. And they had a Simchat Beit HaShoeva from Mosdot Siach Sod. If I'm not mistaken, it's a special education, special ed. And the Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir was speaking. The Rosh Yeshiva's Mir, I think his name is Rav Yitzchak. I think there are many Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Yitzchak Ezrachi. And he screamed out, Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokecha. He was talking about the special neshamot of the special education. He starts screaming, this is Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokecha. And without seconds, this is the Rosh Yeshiva of Mir. Started bursting out in sheer. The Rosh Yeshiva Mir started bursting out in sheer. And then the band had to figure out how to put it on key and everything. But started bursting out in sheer. The 7 days of Sukkot, the Rambam is saying, is a seminar in how to be able to be truly besimcha. We ask the question, if that's true, why are the kids not there? So if you read the fine text, what the Rambam says is what happened. Which psukim is he quoting from? David mifazez u'micharker. And if you look at the psukim in Shmuel Bet Parak Vav, what happened there? You know what happened there? They brought the Aron, b'simcha ir David. And then what happened? They brought a korban. Pasuk Yudalud v'David, David HaMelech, was micharker b'chol oz. Just like quoting this pasuk. But what happened with David HaMelech dancing like crazy? Aaron Hashem ba'ir David, Michal bat Shaul was nishkefa ba'ara chalon. Vateret HaMelech David mifazez u'michakel lifnei Hashem. What was her reaction? Vativez lo biliba. And Michal comes out and says, "Vatomer and Pasachov, Ma nichbar ayom Melech Yisrael shenigla ayom leinei ki galot niglot echad harekim v'nakolti od mizot vayiti shafel beinai." Says the Radak. What happened? She misunderstood. The Radak says Michal sees David HaMelech dancing like crazy, and what does Michal think? What a bizarre malchus! This is how you dance? Malchus! And David HaMelech says, no, you don't understand, you're misinterpreting. This is what? What do we ask? Why is this here? This should be, it's not just Divrei Agadata at the end. This is telling what true simcha is. To be mevatel yourself in front of Hashem, totally dancing, to be able to be lifnei Hashem. Vayiti shafil shafil beinai. This was not me. This is being in front of Hashem. This is the seminar that Simchat Beit HaShoeva for the last 7 days is trying to tell us. That what is the true simcha that we were supposed to come and watch the Rosh Yeshivos, the Sanhedrin, the Gedolei Maisa dancing. And Lefi Ani Ustad, do you know why the kids aren't there? Why are the kids not there? It's very possible that a kid would see their Rosh Yeshiva dancing like nuts, and what would they think? They would misinterpret it also. They don't have that complexity to be able to what? They don't have that complexity to be able to see the true simcha. Within that, I believe, Lefi Ani Udati, we get to Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah, all of a sudden now there's a change. What's the change till now? Till now we've been doing one hakafa every day. Now what are we going to do tomorrow? How many hakafas? When I say tomorrow, I mean 2 hours. How many hakafas do we do? Seven. What are the hakafas? Why do we do seven? So I think there are three reasons that I know. Why do we do seven hakafas? No? Why do we do seven hakafas?
in the walls.
So you said Zecher Yericha. Before we get to that, one interpretation is Zecher to the Shiva Rikim. Okay. Then we have the Zecher. That's what they used to do on Rosh Hashanah Rabbah in the Mikdash. And then the Yerushalmi says Zecher Yericha. So what does that mean? What's going on? And how do we bring it all together? The Gra used to dance like crazy. Like the Rambam said, the Gra used to dance, brought down in Maisa Rav of Soloveitchik, went a step further and said that every single day we dance with the Torah in the center. Why are we dancing with the Torah in the center when we danced around? Because to really achieve closeness to the Ribbono Shalom, we have to make sure that Torah is our center. That's how you achieve closeness to Hashem. Comes Simchat Torah, and the Gra said that what? Nobody's in the center, only the Ribbono Shalom. Before you get to that, you need the Zecher Yericho. Because what happened to Yericho? It's a little weird. What's going on with Yericho? What happened by Yericho? There were 7 Kohanim, 7 Shofarot, 7 times they went around. What is the 7 business? Why am I doing it 7 tomorrow? Explains the Abar Ben El and the Ralbag. 7 we know is the creation. It's the Briya Shamayim V'aretz. It's done in 7 days. So on one level, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it, so too when you come into Eretz Yisrael, you have to know that this is a creation. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is not your koach being able to defeat Yericho. So on one level, it's a very much a continuation of Yom Kippur, of Ne'ilah, of Shema Yisrael. It's all God. Feeling totally close to Hashem. But there's a transition from the sukkah experience, of the simcha, of seeing the Rosh Yeshiva, totally being lifnei Hashem. But it's not all lifnei Hashem. You have to go around those 7 times also. We have this transition going from the sukkah to the bayis. Because you have to do something also. You have to be that shutof with Hashem. It's not enough that there are miracles. You have to do it in order for that wall to come down. That's the transition of coming from the heights of the Ne'ilah to the simcha of training ourselves in sukkah. So what having Rosh Hashanah Rabbah 7 times, the shutafut between the Nisim of Hashem together with us, which leads to what? Which leads to Shmini Atzeret. What is Shmini Atzeret? What is Shmini Atzeret? What is Shmini Atzeret? Everyone look. Now the last couple of sources. What is Shmini Atzeret? Shivat Yamim says in Parshat Emor, Takrivu Yishel Hashem. Bayom Hashmini, Mikra Kodesh Yilachem, Vikraftem Yishel Hashem, Atzeretu, Kol Melechet Avodah Lo Sasu. What is the Shmini Atzeres? What is this Atzeres? What does Atzeres mean, Nu? What does Atzeres mean? Latzor, which means, thank you. That was very good. Stop! Stop from what? Stop working! So Atzeres means to stop working. Yefe. And how do you get that? Also the juxtaposition. It means to stop working. That's what the Rashbam says. The Pashtan, the Rashbam. Doesn't sound like such a holy holiday, right? We all have the Yom Tov of Mikra Kodesh. Shkoyach, Givalt, I feel very spiritual. Just stop from working. What's so special about it, right? Doesn't sound so good. What else could it mean? What else does that Atzeres mean? What? Does it mean addition? What else does that Atzeres mean? If you look in the next piece, the Targum Unklos quotes it also, the Ibn Ezra quotes it even though he disagrees. Atzeres means to gather together. It means to gather. That we gather together just like we gathered in the Shal Shugalim. He doesn't like that. Okay. What else could it mean? When it's gathering together, if you look at the Targum Yonatan ben Uziel, you know what you're gathering for? Shivat Yamim Takrivu Korban Lishmo Shel Hashem Ne'esafim Tiyuli Palel Lifnei Hashem Lamatar. Aha. What does he add there? You're gathering together to daven for rain. Now we're starting to talk. That's what Atzeret is. To the point that that's what the Chizkuni says. get out of the sukkah on the last day. Why? Because now you're going to start davening for rain. You're only going to be able to properly daven if you're out of the sukkah. Okay, very nice. However, Chazal, the Midrashim, say that atzeret means to stop. Not just stop from work, but stop from what? Stop from everything else. If you look, Rashi quotes for the Midrash also in different ways. Atzarti etchem etzli, kemelech shezimein et banav l'seuda, l'kach l'kach yamin. Kevin shigi azmanam li'pater amar bni bebakasha mikem. Ikvi imi, ikvu imi. Od yom echad, stay with me one more day. Kosha alai pidascha. Just stay with me a little bit more. Stop, not just stop from working, but stop from everything else. Just be with me a little bit. Rashi in Bamidbar quotes the Midrash in a different way. But it's not only just ikvuimi, but he says in the contrast, two different contexts, important. The Midrash Agadah is that the whole days you have what? 70 korbanot for the umot ha'olam. Sukkot being that holiday for all the umot. Amalem ha'makom b'vakashumikem. Asuli suda ketana. Kedei shenemikem. Have a small little suda here. Why a small little suda? Why not a big suda? So the Gemara already says it. Mashal Melech Basar Adam that says to his Avadav, make me a Suda Gdola. On the last day, he says, Lo Havo, Am Yisrael, Asli Suda Ktana, Kedei Shene'enem Imcha. Already the Marsha and the Aruch Haner ask, why only Suda Ktana? Right, if you have your, we should go to, the big steak. Why only Suda Ktana? Different answers that are brought down. So on one level, Atzeret means to stop, but not just stopping from work, but it's the concept of what? Stopping in order to have a small little sudaktana. You don't need a big meal. Whether it's representing Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, you can look at the Marsha and the Aruch Haner, which has some very nice interpretations. If you look at Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch and the Targum Yonatan, will be able to put down what this atzeret is. This atzeret explains Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch that the word atzeret comes very similar for you, the ayin and the aleph, otsar, like a treasure. To be able to stop, think, understand what you've done for the last 7 days. I'm in the middle of the second paragraph in Perek Chof Gimel Pasuk Lamed Vav. Lefikach nire barur she atzar karovel otzar azar asar lirakez lahachzik ulishmor bekvifa achat, to concentrate, to be able to put it all together, to be able to go and understand yiudo hu la'akev otanu lifnei Hashem. To be able to stop, take a certain amount of cheshbon, stop and think, what did I get from these 7 days that I'm going to be able to transition to Hoshana Rabbah? After Hoshana Rabbah, now everything I've gotten, what can I, before I get into real life, before I get into the shigra of real life, stop on Atzeret and think and just be there with the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says it even clearer. When's the other time it's called Atzeret, by the way? When's the other time it's called Atzeret? Not only Shavuos. Why is it called Atzeret there? Same idea. Ramban explains that what? You had the what? What'd you have? You had the Shiva Yamim of Pesach. Then you had the 49 days of Chol HaMoed. And then you have Atzeret Shavuos to stop and bring it all together. Explains Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch. The same idea here. In the next part, as opposed to Sukkot, which is a simcha pumbit shachag Sukkot, it's outside, it's for everybody to see. Now comes nitkanes lifnei Hashem, beterem nachzor al mitziyut shel ahoveh. Before you get back to what we call real life, you stop and you're there with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Atzor and just stop. Not only stop legalistically from malacha, but stop and be there with Hashem. Rach achar kach nuchal lachzor la'avodat Hashem shal chayim ha'regilim. This is what the Targum Yonason says. We have said that the title of the shir is from the Sukkah to the Bayit. If you look at Rashi, there's a Rashi Tevos. When it comes to Shemini Atzeres, how is it a separate holiday? What's the Rashi Tevos? You ever know the Rashi Tevos? How do you know that what Shemini Atzeres is different than Sukkot? It's called Pizar Kishav. Pizar Kishav. What is the Reish? Well, Pei, Zion. Pei is the Pius, Zion is the Zman. What's the Reish? Regel. Regel b'fnei atzmo. Separate holiday. How is it separate? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, you know how is Shemini Atzeres separate? Rashi says, you leave the Sukkah. You leave the Sukkah. The Aruch HaNer says, what do you mean? We do a lot of other things that are different. What else do we do? We don't have Nisach HaMayim. We don't take Lulav. Why is Rashi saying we leave the Sukkah? The answer of Tzvi Pesach Frank says, and it's the essence of the Shir, if you look at the Targum Yonason, because what is Shemini Atzeres? Shemini Atzeres is we stop and we're able by Yom HaShemini, we gather ourselves in the Simcha to be able to have that transition to go from where to where? From the Sukkah to the Bayit. This is where we have the beautiful idea of Hoshana Rabbah, the transition. We had the 7 days of the Simcha Yitera to understand the seminar of what Simcha really is. And it comes at Seres where we have to stop and understand, take a certain amount of spiritual cheshbon to understand that the Shemini Atzeres is not just stop legalistically from Malacha, but rather it's what? Stopping, take, what did I get from this? What did I get? How do I understand Simcha? How do I understand the Mayavodat Hashem, how I'm going to translate it practically into my Chaye Yomimi, into my practical life? And that is the essence of Shemini Atzeres. You don't need other mitzvos, Suda Ketana. You don't need a whole big 10-course meal to be able to be there with Hashem, to think, okay, what am I going to do? What am I going to do to be able to take the orot of Simcha of Simcha and be able to Bezrat Hashem fulfill what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that it should not be a Sukkas David Anofelis, but rather it should be a Bayit, each person's individual Bayit. And then Bezrat Hashem, everyone then should have a Pitka Tova. Everyone should be able to be Zochet, to take from their own personal Sukkah, whatever they learned from this Sukkah in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, and be able to continue building their own bias throughout the year. Chag Sameach.